listening to Law and Gospel on this, what day? It is Monday, August the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. Hi, I'm Pastor Tom Baker. And what we do here on Law and Gospel on Mondays is take a look at one of the readings for this coming Sunday, which just so happens to be the 11th Sunday after Pentecost on August the 9th. And we're going to be taking a look at the Ephesians passage. First of all, I want to say thank you to the good people at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. I was there both Saturday and Sunday, preaching, doing a Bible study, had a great Bible study. Pastor Mark Smith, of course, who is a regular pastor there, was on assignment at another congregation as they were celebrating an anniversary. He'll be back in tomorrow. We'll talk just a little bit about his congregation. But at this point, I want to get right into Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. Now, the primary verse I want to look at is verse 19. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. Now, about whom is the Apostle Paul speaking? Well, he's actually speaking about unbelieving Gentiles. In fact, in verse 17, he says, "This I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of heart. And that's why they have become callous." Now, what does that mean? They have become callous. It's verse 19. When we take a look at the original Greek, what we find out is to be callous means their hearts are so hard that they do not feel the accusations of conscience. For example, you're driving down the street and maybe it's a squirrel runs into the street and you run it over. Don't you feel bad? I mean, I do. Well, can you imagine if you hit a person? Well, people who have become callous don't feel any remorse. Now you say, how is that possible? Have you not been listening to the news recently? Have you not seen the pro-life videos showing the callousness of the pro-abortion people? Now, you may be born with that callousness, but a lot of it is learned. I guarantee you that German soldiers in Nazi Germany were not callous before they became a Nazi, to the point where they didn't mind throwing Jews into ovens. So you see this callousness on the part of abortion providers having no problem in talking about the tearing apart of a baby in the womb in order that they might be able to make some money in selling the heart or even the head or other things. Now, why does this happen? This is really not just a word of God, but it is something that God is foretelling, that when people become so alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, they become callous. God not only has natural laws at work. For example, yesterday in the Bible study, I said, here I'm holding a pen. I'm going to let go of it, and it's going to remain in the air. Well, I did it three times, and guess what happened three times? It fell to the table. And I said to somebody, or I just asked the class, what was happening here? And they said, gravity. Yes. So it really doesn't matter what you believe in your head or your heart. If you jump out of a three-story window thinking you're going to fly, you're going to get a surprise. You're going to fall right to the ground. So it really doesn't matter what you personally believe about something. God has set in motion certain physical laws. Well, this verse is saying that God has set in motion certain spiritual laws also. moral laws, when you go against God's morality, bad things will happen to you. Well, what is worse than losing your conscience? If there's one thing these pro-life videos were showing, is the lack of remorse and the casual way in which people would talk about the murder of babies. Just, well, no big deal. And some of these people are Jewish. Now, why do I mention that? Because since the Holocaust, Jews have been saying never again, never again. And yet Jewish doctors do it again and again as they kill Jewish babies in the womb. And to say never again is just plain hypocrisy. Well, we're kind of going through a Holocaust right now. Now, some people are really angry that we use the word Holocaust. They say, no. Holocaust should only be reserved for the killing of 6 million Jews in Nazi Germany. Well, the killing of anything, any baby, Jewish or not Jewish or Gentile, is a Holocaust. It's a Holocaust because people have become so callous, as Ephesians 4 says, they've given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. Just listen to these people. So what are they trying to do? Well, I don't know if you know this. On Friday, there was a federal judge who said that these people could not release their videos anymore. Now, looking into this federal judge, he's a big supporter of President Obama, raised a lot of money for him. And you know that if, for example, the Congress does pass to defund Planned Parenthood, President Obama says he's going to veto that. So here you have a judge who is absolutely pro-abortion, ruling on something in order to stop people from knowing how callous an abortionist is. Well, we'll see as this goes through the courts if that's going to be upheld. I can't believe in a country where you're supposed to have free speech that that's going to be upheld. But we'll see. What we need to understand is that we as Christians, we love these people who are abortionists, homosexuals, etc., because we are no different than they are in our sinful condition. The only difference is, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Christian is no longer callous. We have a conscience. It moves us to repentance. But to say that we are not any less evil than anybody else, that's just wrong. All men fall short of the glory of God. And therefore, as Paul says, this is the Apostle Paul after he is converted. The good that I want to do, I'm unable to do. The bad I want to stop from doing, I'm always doing. That's why we confess in a number of Lutheran liturgies that we are poor, miserable sinners, deserving, now this is as Christians, nothing but temporal and eternal punishment. Because we sin against Almighty God, day in and day out. The only difference is that our callousness, that is our heart that has no conscience, has been replaced by a new heart. Create within me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So that when we sin, we now feel bad about it. And we express our confession of repentance. That's what God is looking for. And what's repentance? Repentance is taking all the blame for our sin. And that's very important because this is a way of testifying to God that therefore we believe, teach, and confess that the only way out of our terrible situation is Jesus Christ, what he has done. So, there are just a set of rules that God has placed in the area of morality. About the worst thing that could happen to a human being is that God takes away the consequences of immorality. I think one can make a case that that kind of did happen in Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, those cities, where once what they thought was good, they now thought was bad, and what they thought was evil, they now think is good. And that's our country. Many people who once thought that the pro-life movement was very good now think that we're crazies. And those who once thought that it was wrong to kill a baby, no big deal. It's the mother's body. She can do whatever she wants with it. Just stop and think about that. That a baby is a part of the mother? As though there's not another identity there? That's because of evolution. Evolution has so corrupted the minds of people that they think that that baby really is just tissue. It's not really a human being. You hear this all the time, even though the medical community has shown through ultrasound, etc., these are human beings. Now, we don't need to use the Bible a lot of times to try and convince people who are living callously that what is happening is contrary to the will of God. There was a doctor, Paul Church, and he was teaching at a Harvard Medical School hospital named Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston for nearly 30 years. They recently fired him. Why? Well, according to the hospital, he violated established standards of professional conduct by using the hospital's information system to communicate unsolicited views about homosexuality that were offensive to the hospital staff. Well, what did he do? Well, first of all, the hospital staff used their communication system to announce that they were involved in an LGBTQ, in other words, lesbian, homosexual group. So they used the communication. It offended him. And here's what he wrote. The evidence is irrefutable that behaviors common within the homosexual community are unhealthy and have a high risk for a host of serious medical consequences. Now, he included a number of them and some that I'm not going to mention on the radio because somewhat of a family show, but you would know what I'm talking about. STDs, HIV, AIDS, cancer, hepatitis, psychiatric disorders, and other things. And here's what he concluded. Life expectancy is significantly decreased as a result of this, complications from other health problems, and of course, suicide. Well, this made his talk reprehensible to the medical community there. And so what they did, they removed him. What he wrote also is the following, and this is a doctor on the basis of science, on the basis of medicine. Celebrating sexual perversions is highly inappropriate, especially in the context of a medical center that should be aware of the negative health consequences of such high-risk behaviors. By the way, it also ignores and dishonors the religious convictions and moral objections that many members of the hospital community share who are opposed to these behaviors. Wow. I mean, HIV, AIDS, you don't hear about it much anymore. But in President Obama's proposed 2016 federal budget, there's a request for $32 billion for AIDS treatment and research, an increase of 3.1% over the prior year. You see, the Supreme Court can do all they want in suddenly discovering a fundamental constitutional right to homosexual and lesbian marriage, which of course God never recognizes as a marriage. because God only recognizes marriages between a man and a woman. What they don't understand is the deeply dark and dangerous side to today's American homosexuality. And this article talks a lot about the problems that are having in that community. That's why I think it's very important that we read the scriptures and that God makes a promise that such people who have gone against the will of the Lord, who are darkened in their understanding, they are now alienated from the life of God. And therefore they have become callous, which means they don't have a conscience over these things anymore, and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. Just take a look at the radical homosexuals marching in the streets. It's kind of embarrassing to see people acting as they do. And yet they don't realize it. They think that by such protesting, more and more people will join with them. I do believe that gay marriage will have the same effect on the country that abortion has had. That in time, more and more people are going to be recognizing, look at all the bad things that are happening because of this gay marriage. Whether or not they'll be able to change it or not, I doubt it. Because what we're dealing here is practice. And it's really hard to stop practice once that begins. Yet you can see in the abortion debate how more and more people are recognizing that this is a human being. This is murdering a person. This is not just a part of the woman's body, like her kidney or liver. No, this is another human being. And the intention was to put it in a woman's body because a mother was to protect her child. And the fact that many mothers refuse to protect their children, this is due out of ignorance. This is why the pro-murdering abortionists are trying to stop the videos, because they know they're effective. It's also why they're trying to stop all kinds of rules in states like that a woman should see a sonogram of her child before the abortion. Why? Because over 90% of them end up not having the abortion, because they have discovered that the pro-abortion people have been lying to them that this is really a human being. This is really a person. The church will never change its opinion on homosexuality, gay marriage, or abortion. There will never come a time when the true Christian church is going to tolerate it. Oh, yes, you've got denominations even like the Methodists or the ELCA that have really gone off the deep end, but they have become callous and given themselves up to sensuality. How you can sit in a pew and listen to a lesbian pastor who, first of all, is living a lifestyle that is an abomination before Almighty God, and second of all, is not a pastor in God's eyes. They may think they're a pastor. It's kind of like a Nazi soldier who think he's a proper soldier in the Nazi party. No, he's not. Not from God's point of view. So we as Christians need to be speaking out even more forthrightly against this callousness. But we need to be waiting for when their lives start falling apart. I believe that in light of this new ruling that homosexual marriage is okay, that the rate of suicide is going to increase even more. And of course, guess who's going to be blamed? Right-wing Christians. Because we will not tolerate that lifestyle. Well, what's next? Pedophiles committing suicide and Christians being against them because of their abominable lifestyle? Probably. But part of the reason that Christians in the United States were not prepared for this is because we have really had it easy. For years, people have not been persecuted for their faith. As I said, I can't remember one Lutheran pastor who ever died because of his confession of Jesus Christ in the United States. Overseas, ISIS is killing many Christians because of their confession, pastors and lay. But here in the United States, it really hasn't happened. So we really haven't been persecuted to the point where we stand up and speak the word of God. But that's coming now because of what the Supreme Court has allowed in both abortion and gay marriage. Two ridiculous conclusions. Contrary to science, contrary to medicine. But why? Because of the callousness of those who don't have any conscience pangs when they hear that a baby has been killed. On Friday, we talked about that one of the things that happens when a couple has their first child is that they become much more conservative in their views of marriage. In fact, both of them kind of agree that the main purpose of the mother is to take care of the children as they're growing up. This is by people who didn't think that way. Why? Because God has built in to the proper morality certain things that just happen. And therefore, he has also built in a whole system of negative consequences for those who live a callous life, for those who are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God. What was one of the first times that ever happened? Well, with Adam and Eve. The devil darkened their understanding. Oh, you can be like God, knowing good and evil. Just eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And guess what? You will be just like God. And it's kind of interesting that when Eve heard that, she kind of looked at the fruit in a different way. She looked at the fruit because, now it looked like it was something good to eat. In fact, there are three reasons that Eve went ahead. It's in Genesis 3, verse 6. The woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was a delight to the eyes, and it was going to make her wise. So she took of its fruit and ate, and also gave to her husband who was standing beside her. You notice that? The three temptations, good to eat, delight to the eyes, desire to make one wise. It's somewhat interesting to me that those were also the three temptations that the devil gave to Jesus. Change these stones into bread. Oh, you want to be a delight to the eyes? Jump down from the temple and they'll know you are indeed the Messiah. Oh, you want to be wise? I'll give you all of these kingdoms if you bow down and worship me. Jesus overcame those temptations because unlike even Adam, he was not callous. He was not ignorant of the Father's will. We Christians have a wonderful opportunity now to reach out to these people who will really become hurt in their personal lives. And it's not at all surprising that here in St. Louis this week, we have a whole group of atheists coming to town. And you know what an atheist is? An atheist is somebody who doesn't believe in God because his image of God, he can't find. His image of God is, God is loving and all-powerful, and since bad things are happening on this earth, there must be no God. They, of course, are ignorant of Jesus Christ. And I can see more people becoming atheists because as they live these abominable lifestyles, their lives are going to be falling apart. And therefore, they're going to be blaming God because the sinner always blames God for what is going wrong. And that's why we Christians have the opportunity to continue to say to them that we judge you as doing evil, even though we don't have the ability to judge you to go to hell. That's going to be up to God. But that you're doing something evil and why your life is falling apart, that's why Jesus came. Because he brought us back, recreating us into a person who now is no longer callous over sin. And therefore, we pray that more and more people will begin to recognize the opportunities God has given to us to share the greatest message the world has ever heard with those who are about to be hurt real bad by Satan himself. On tomorrow's Law and Gospel, we're going to be taking a look at a hymn, Lord Enthroned in Heavenly Splendor. It's a hymn we're going to be looking at with Pastor Mark Smith. It's got some confusing statements in it. I'm Tom Baker. Till tomorrow then, God bless.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday at this time on Worldwide KFUO. For a contribution to the program, make your check payable to Law and Gospel and mail it to Pastor Tom Baker, Post Office Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. You can call toll-free at 1-877-267-1962 or email lawandgospel at lawandgospel101.com. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.